Listening, Part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words.
So, now that you've got your first job and are earning a salary, you may want to consider opening a bank account. I know many of you may think that bank accounts are for rich people, but that's not entirely true. Most banks offer a variety of services, and even if you only put aside a small amount each month, it's almost certain that you'll be able to find an option that is right for you. Now, for those of us at the low income end, the best option is usually to open a simple savings account. As the name suggests, it is an account aimed at saving money. But even if this is all you need, you may still want to shop around a bit before you decide on who to trust, as the services offered may vary quite a bit from bank to bank. If you've got a bit more to spare, or if you feel confident that you won't need to withdraw any time soon, most banks will offer some extra incentives to help you save that little bit more. For example, many banks will offer a much higher interest rate if you are willing to agree not to make any withdrawals for a fixed period of time. This time can vary from a few weeks to a few months. The longer you agree to keep the money in the bank, the higher the interest rate offered will be. Other banks will throw in a free life insurance policy if you agree to deposit a fixed amount each month. So, as you see, it will pay off in the long run if you do a bit of research. Of course, once you choose your bank and open your bank account, it is almost certain that the bank will offer to issue a card in your name. What you need to remember is that it is up to you to accept or decline their offer. Even if there is no charge for the card, they can't force you to accept it. Always bear in mind that they don't have the right to issue anything in your name without your prior written consent. If you do decide to take out a card, what you need to know is that there are 3 main types of card: the cash card, the direct debit card, and the credit card. Of the 3, the safest is the cash card. This is basically used to make transactions at an ATM and can prove to be very convenient. The direct debit card is a card you can use when shopping at most outlets. This is safer than a credit card as it doesn't allow you to spend more than what is already in your account. And finally, there is the much dreaded credit card. These can be very convenient, but it is very easy to get carried away and overspend. And bear in mind that any money credited on your card is in essence a loan, and you will be asked to pay interest on any amount that is not paid off immediately. So, now that you've got your first job and are earning a salary, you may want to consider opening a bank account. I know many of you may think that bank accounts are for rich people, but that's not entirely true. Most banks offer a variety of services, and even if you only put aside a small amount each month, it's almost certain that you'll be able to find an option that is right for you. Now, for those of us at the low income end, the best option is usually to open a simple savings account. As the name suggests, it is an account aimed at saving money. But even if this is all you need, you may still want to shop around a bit before you decide on who to trust, as the services offered may vary quite a bit from bank to bank. If you've got a bit more to spare, or if you feel confident that you won't need to withdraw any time soon, most banks will offer some extra incentives to help you save that little bit more. For example, Many banks will offer a much higher interest rate if you are willing to agree not to make any withdrawals for a fixed period of time. This time can vary from a few weeks to a few months. The longer you agree to keep the money in the bank, the higher the interest rate offered will be. Other banks will throw in a free life insurance policy if you agree to deposit a fixed amount each month. So, as you see, it will pay off in the long run if you do a bit of research. Of course, once you choose your bank and open your bank account, it is almost certain that the bank will offer to issue a card in your name. What you need to remember is that it is up to you to accept or decline their offer. Even if there is no charge for the card, they can't force you to accept it. Always bear in mind that they don't have the right to issue anything in your name without your prior written consent. If you do decide to take out a card, what you need to know is that there are three main types of card: the cash card, the direct debit card, and the credit card. Of the three, the safest is the cash card. This is basically used to make transactions at an ATM and can prove to be very convenient. The direct debit card is a card you can use when shopping at most outlets. This is safer than a credit card as it doesn't allow you to spend more than what is already in your account. And finally, there is the much dreaded credit card. These can be very convenient, but it is very easy to get carried away and overspend. And bear in mind that any money credited on your card is in essence a loan, and you will be asked to pay interest on any amount that is not paid off immediately.
You now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.